Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
The Babysitter's Dead, Adventure in Babysitting,
You know, I went to those movies every weekend when I was 15 through 18, so yes. And so I'm going to bring up Maggie for a moment. Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Carly. Hi, everybody. This is going to be
fun.
I love Guiding Light.
Exactly. And so then, and, you know, remember, like I just made that announcement, on Friday night we have Jessica Morris.
Yes, we do.
And I said
another
that twice.
One that we love.
Yeah, I said that twice, didn't I?
Yes, she did.
Okay. I haven't watched the soaps today, but I just want to say that is so good. Yesterday, Carly, oh my God, if Laura did not get a freaking nomination for that, I am going to go to California. Maggie and I are going to go to California. And I think, you know, my dad's bail money will finally be used. Because she is the best. Oh, God. I mean, you know how much I love Laura.
I know.
No, I don't have to tell you. You know, I mean, I loved it. It was freaking awesome.
Oh. And she understood my funny today.
Oh, well, I cannot wait to watch it. So, yeah. So that, and I just want to say, I'm Team Nicole on Days of Our Life. And you know what? I don't like Chloe.
I haven't
liked the new Abigail since... you know, she first aired. I'm a sad and Gabby girl. I mean, for me, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And really, Abby and Dario, for me, work better than Abby and
That's
Sad.
Right.
I mean, if we were talking about Kate Mancini, okay, then we would probably have a different, you know, talk about it. But, yes, and then, okay, I need to apologize to my postman because today I went and got my mail, and remember how I told you that I thought my soap opera digestible game ripped off?
Yes.
Well, in my mail today, I got last week's and this week's in my mailbox today.
Somebody's reading them, and then you get them.
You know what? I have a feeling that is it.
That's why I don't get it anymore.
Well, but all offices not gonna let people go in to get their mail while the postman is still in there. So yeah, and then and the other announcement is Thursday and Friday, there are no Young and the Restless, or Bold and the Beautiful, or Price is Right. Well, Price is Right might be on, but I'm sure it's a wee one. But Maggie knows how cranky I get without my Neil and my Price is Right. I'm not going to be happy. You know,
we my funny.
Yes, I know.
Basketball. Mars,
yeah, basketball.
And my Notre Dame is playing. And Northwestern.
Okay, since
and,
you...
sorry.
Since you... No, it's okay because if it's you,
sports?
If it's you, then I'm fine with it. If it was anyone else, then I might have a problem with it. And I'm going to bring on Bobby for a moment. Hello, Bobby.
Hello,
Bobby.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Well, first of all, Carly, I'm gonna agree with you on Laura Wright's acting ability. Now, I think she's great, and hopefully by next Wednesday we'll find out if she makes the list for the lead actress or not, because if she's not on the list, then there is a problem, and I'm sure you and Maggie can handle it, because I don't think I can handle this more. Secondly,
okay,
I did send Maggie a picture of the bracket that Notre Dame is in. So I did send her a picture on her Facebook page.
Oh, you did? Thank you. I got to look at my Notre Dame. Northwestern's in it, too. This is the first time for Northwestern.
I wasn't paying attention to Northwestern until they meet up in the Sweet 16, but that's a different story that I can deal with later. But,
right. Me, too.
Me, free. But Bobby, you're doing a great job treating my calls and stuff. I'm Billy. Proud of you, Maggie, and I are very proud of you lately. Right, Maggie?
Whenever we need you, you step up to the plate and you hit a homer.
Yes, so
yeah,
we are very.
Thanks a lot. I know that because my partner was kind of busy this afternoon. I only can get only 5 second word, so my partner did text me back, and I told that my partner what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you very much.
So, I look forward to maybe just talking.
Let's bring on David for a second. Hey, David.
Oh, Carmen.
Hi, David.
Oh,
yep,
my God,
okay,
Bobby.
You guys, I got
it
wrong. When I messed up, I admit, I got it wrong.
Okay.
I thought Sonia said 6 when it really was 6:15.
Oh.
So it's bad on my part, not her part, you know. It's
That's
been
okay.
really crazy the last couple of days.
Mm. Yeah, I know what they're saying kind of stuff, but are you sure that, does she live actually on the West Coast or the East Coast? Because maybe she got the time differences mixed up.
We all know because, it was me and, I'm the one that did it, so I just, want to let you guys know that, you know, it was my fault. And David, did you hear the announcement for Friday?
Yes.
Okay, good. Very good.
Yes.
I, however, will probably be unable to make Friday's show because I told you yesterday, Carly, that I'll probably be unable to make it because of a hockey game that I'm going to on Friday night. It's not a Carolina Hurricane game. It's a minor league hockey game team. Plus, I might have to see what a certain team that beat Notre Dame last week in the ACC tournament does also that Friday night. But it won't matter because as long as Notre Dame is still in it, that'd be just fine by me.
Thank you very much. You'll hear me
and
streaming
Carolina.
From Chicago
and North Carolina
and Carolina. Yeah, they got a very good team, the Tar Heels. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyways,
that's where Michael started, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
And my brother went there before because for many years, back in when I was going to high school, my high school teacher, who passed away a couple of years ago, her son was playing for Duke, and I supported Duke up until the assistant coach that took over for Coach K when his back was out went there, and then I switched over to North Carolina after my brother announced that he was going there. So I kind of just got myself out of one shade of blue and into another shade of blue.
Yeah, they're both blue.
however, Maggie, I'm trying my best to convince my brother to get me tickets to next year's football game at Chapel Hill between Carolina and Notre Dame. So if I go, I'll definitely text you or tweet you or send you out selfies of the Notre Dame game. Hopefully their band will show up and everything else. Because I know last year when they went in a hurricane to NC State, they got blown out, and in my opinion, that game should not
be
played.
Well, and we don't want them to get hurt.
Right, right, right.
Maybe?
In my opinion, the game should have been played, or it should have been moved to an off day and anything like
exactly.
that because of the hurricane at the time.
Exactly. It was stupid.
Yeah, I know.
It was. You don't play. I mean.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Well, and,
subject
you know,
with Sonia today.
Yeah, and you know what? I cannot wait. You know what? Oh, and next week, like on Friday, like I said, we are going to have Keith Goldman going on. He was a Venture Baby, so don't help the mom, the baby, to death. So it's kind of like Harvey is fulfilling her childhood dream. Because, yeah, like I would.
You're still watching.
You know, yeah, I got it. I mean, I went to almost every Friday and Saturday night.
Right.
To the point, my dad got mad at me and he goes, fine, you know what? I'm going to buy you the movie. because I kept getting late fees, and then he bought me two copies of each. And he thought that would settle me for a while.
Nowadays, you can get it from Amazon or Netflix on rental. But I always thought Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter Dead because Christina Applegate was in Kelly Bundy from Married with Children.
Yeah,
sure, that was a great movie. Yeah, it was a great movie.
Yeah. But I got to ask him if he's still keeping in touch with Christina now that it's been almost 20, 30 years since the film was done.
Yeah, Bobby, yeah, yeah, we don't need to say how old the movie is, Bobby, because if we say how old the movie is, then people might be tuned together about all ages and... But no, for me.
Yeah, because I saw it one Friday night at a movie theater that now is a church here in Fayetteville.
Where's the movie theater?
I came in first to Mac.
Yeah.
I came in first to Mac.
Well, and then next weekend I'm going out of town for 2 days. I mean, yes, I mean, it's, how do I put it in a way? You know, I'm going out with him for family. You know, I'm excited because number one, I get to see my cousin. Number two, I get the best pizza in the world by mom.
Yeah.
And number three, you know, I mean, I cannot wait to see my cousin, who's my best friend and my little sister. But we are going for Saturday, Caitlin. We are going from my mom's cousin and my grandma's niece that passed away 2 months ago. And with all the weather, we couldn't, you know, have that. I mean, it would not have been right having the funeral or the celebration of life, you know, even a month ago with the way Oregon and Seattle's weather's been. So that's what we are doing next week. And did everyone change their clocks?
Well, I did. I'm still, however, it seems funny, but I'm still getting up about 7 o'clock in the morning when it's still dark. Because I'm still
sleeping
with darkness and not daylight. And about a month from now, and I know that this will probably affect Maggie about a month from now. But about a month from now, it's going to be interesting to see the sun getting up about 6 o'clock my time, and then come May. And it's going to get up about 5:30 my time.
Oh, God, David, don't say that. I mean, Bobby, do not say that because you know what? Sometimes that's the hour I get to bed sometimes.
That's when we do get to bed.
Yeah, that's when Maggie and I do get bed.
Yeah, but Carly, you guys live up in the Northwest, and I know we're out of Alaska. The sun never goes down during the summertime, so I feel like you're paying.
Bobby, that's for Alaska, but not for Seattle. The sun's still, it's still, you know, it still comes out in, you know, adds 5 or 6, you know, and, you know, it's, you know, it's normal. Oh, and Bob, okay, Mom, mm-hmm. Bobby told me today, and I hope he's right, that, Chicago PD is not, not a new one tonight, was he right?
No, yeah, he's
right,
his voice is on, and then rerun.
And there's going to be a rerun after that, but I did listen to the Bulls pregame, and I think somebody from one of the Chicago Bulls, from the Chicago shows, did do the national anthem. I think it was Chicago Fire or one of the other Chicago shows, but I can't remember. So I was listening on SiriusXM to the Bulls pregame before we went on the air, and I heard that star of Chicago, or one of the Chicago shows, did the national anthem. I don't know if you got a chance to check it out on TV Maggie or not, because I don't even know if the Bulls are actually playing or on one of the sports channels or WGN of Chicago tonight, or the Cubs are on, because I think the Cubs are on one of the sports channels, and I think the Bulls game should be on one of the other channels, but
9.
I'm not too sure.
I think it's on WGN. I didn't even pay attention to
the channel.
Because we
normally get WGN Chicago as far as the Bulls coverage, because it just went almost similar to what TBS was years ago when we dropped the Braves in favor of Major League Baseball. It's now just here. So that's what I just was remind, just what I just, you know, was just to remind you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't, but I forgot the name of the actress from one of the Chicago shows that did the national anthem before tonight's Bulls Memphis game. So, but she did a good job.
Wow.
Well, and you know, Mom, I'm moving my shopping day to from. We didn't go today because the weather was crazy. So we are going tomorrow because finally we are supposed to have like 40 to 70 winds. So don't you think it's?
Yeah. We just had it here. Forget it.
Yeah, I mean Thursday. Okay, you guys. So now I'm putting all of you guys on hold because Sonia's here. So I will bring you back in.
I'll be right back, Carly. In the meantime, I'll be right back. I gotta do something right quick.
Okay, that's fine. Okay,
I'm not hanging up.
Yep.
All right.
Hi, everyone. Well, this is Daytime After Dark, and our special guest, you know, has arrived, so I'm happy. And we welcome back to the show the lovely, the sweet, the lovable Sonia Sante. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Such a beautiful intro. Thank you.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, if you will, like, if you, you know, was the first time here, oh, yeah, I can make my intro, like, 2 minutes long, but then, you know, you've been here, then, you know, you know, I don't, and we are so excited to have you back, and I can't even talk. Yeah, what have you been doing lately, acting-wise?
Acting-wise, I actually just did a mini-series that's going to come out in April on Amazon, and it's the history of Playboy, and I actually play Gloria Steinem. So that was very exciting.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it was very exciting. In fact, we're doing they're doing a premiere at the Playboy Mansion in the beginning of April. So I'm excited to go to that.
That is amazing. Oh my God. Okay, Sonia, you have to. This is not a request. This is have to by Carly. when you take, if you allow, can you take some pictures? Because, yeah, I've seen Philip Manson on TV. And that's a mansion I would love to, I mean, come on. You have a swimming pool, but then you have a little lagoon with it. And so many possibilities for me. I've always thought, you know, that would be a cool thing to do. So you're doing that. So when does it come out for the people to see, for the fans to see it?
I don't know the exact date, but it's I know it is in April, so I will send you a message. I'll let you know, and maybe I can send you a link or something, and I'll send you a picture from the mansion.
I've
never been. I figured I never will go again, so this seemed like a really great opportunity to go and be there, so I'm very excited about that.
Well, I've heard some different actors. The night of the Playboy Mansion, you think you're going to get something, but it's something when you walk into, you're like, oh, my God, you walk into history.
Right.
You know, I think that is so awesome, really awesome. So do you, would you want to come back to soaps? Because if you did... You know, I can help you because, you know, I kind of see you more on Days of Our Life, or Young and the Restless. Yeah, not General Hospital, just because they'll cast it too big. And
right.
You know, but if you were on Young and the Restless.
I would love
I
to be on
approve,
Young and the Restless.
I would approve only because... You know, I wouldn't mind you being with Christoph St. John, since he's my TV husband in my mind. And so you would be like, you know, you would be the only one who would be acceptable for me to, you know, I'm like, okay, she gets a pass, but anyone else? No. Yeah, I mean, you and Melody Thomas Scott would, you know, are the only two. And so let me ask you a question. Do you like doing web series and all that? Have you done it? Or?
You know, I actually have never done a web series. Oh, at one point I had spoken to Crystal Chappelle to be on hers, but I was in New York and busy on something else, and then it just never kind of manifested. And so, but I certainly would be open to it. I think web series are very much the wave of the future. So sure.
Okay, because the reason why I'm asking. I have a friend of mine, Paul, that was on here the other night, and his web series is like a love letter to Guiding Light, and he loved you, and he's going to try and call in tonight, but he might be
great.
Yeah, but for the last 2 days, I've had you in my brain, like, and, you know, you know, because his, you know, it's called Misguided, but it's a love story about, you know, Guiding Light and, you know, what happened after Guiding Light and stuff. And when he was telling me more and more about this web series, you were the first one in my mind as a woman. And I'm like, huh, because he loved you. He's going to kill me for saying this, but... He loved Lucy, and if he doesn't get a call in tonight, then I'm supposed to have you on again for, you know, him to talk to you, and I go, Paul, don't worry. Sonia's a friend of also, so, you know, don't worry, because, so you've been doing that, so,
So what, is he doing a web series right now?
Well, he's in the midst of doing it now, and hopefully if we can make the funds up, then, you know, we are hoping for,
yes,
like, a season three, because,
that's,
you know,
true.
He has Zaki Zeman on that, Zane Kill on it, who was on Guiding Light, and I interviewed Zane a couple of months ago, and that's how I met Paul. It was like one of those, you know, 5 degrees from separation kind of thing, or seven or whatever. So, yes, and, you know, if it's okay, if he cannot call in, I would love to give him your information. Would that be okay?
That would be perfectly fine. I would love to talk to him. I think that would be fun.
Well, yes, and so besides the Playboy Mansion and the fun there, is there any other projects?
I just did something for Lifetime. It was a pilot. My understanding is that it's being picked up, and so we're supposed to go back and finish shooting the rest of it. But I'm kind of waiting on final details for that. But I think it's more of a girls that have gone bad show. So I'm a mother of girls that have gone bad. So.
I love that. I mean, that does look, I mean, that, for me, oh, God, that is amazing. I cannot wait for that.
Yeah,
let me know. You know, of course, give me the dates for that. And, you know, we are always posting everything that a guest comes on, what is their next movie and everything.
Yeah.
Yes, and... So I was looking at your credits the other day. Okay,
yeah.
Were you on Baywatch, or was it the TV movie Baywatch?
Nope, I was on Baywatch. I did the show. I was like an old girlfriend. So yeah, came back just to say hello and, I don't know, remember old times. So it was fun.
Oh, my God. Okay, that is awesome.
Actually, it was pretty funny because the episode I was in, I was actually, like, dressed in regular clothes. And I thought, I think I might be the only female that's ever been on that show not in a bathing suit. And then they called me back and they're like, you know what, could you do a flashback scene? And we want you in a bathing suit. I was like, okay. But it was very fun.
Oh my God, that sounds fun. And I mean, every woman on that show, was in a bathing suit and all that. And that is, you know, really incredible. And then, what was I going to ask you? Okay, I have a random little game. Okay.
Okay,
this is a very serious, no. Okay, I'm going to say, right now we want to know what is in your refrigerator right now.
Well, actually, I just went shopping before the snowstorm, so it's packed with lots of things. But I have lots of salad and kale and spinach and tomatoes and some zucchini and some yogurt and some eggs and some milk and some almond milk. And do you want me to keep going? There's a lot. Some tortillas, lots of fruit, some watermelon and cantaloupe and blackberries. And what else? I bought some fish, and I guess those are the main things that I can remember.
Well, that is awesome. You Are you stuck in the snowstorm still?
You know, for me it was a little anticlimactic. You know, they shut everything down in the city. The kids were off, and I was really excited about 2 feet of snow, but we probably got about, I don't know, somewhere between 6 and 8 inches. It snowed, and then it sort of turned to rain and sleet, and then it kind of came back to snow. But it's so there's piles of snow on the side and a little slushy on the sidewalks, but we didn't get hit really hard like I think the neighboring places did. But it's exciting. I love being in the city when it shuts down like that. I remember when I was in Guiding Light, and it was one of those massive storms, and literally everything shut down. And I walked home, but Guiding Light didn't shut down. We had to be there. We were on set. And I remember walking home, walking up Fifth Avenue, and there wasn't a car to be seen because it was just nobody was out. And it was just, and then there were some people cross-country skiing, like, through the middle of Park Avenue. I mean, it was just such a cool day. So it's a very special city to be in when it's in a snowstorm. And not so pretty afterwards, but very neat while it is snowing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I live in Seattle, so whenever we live in Seattle, so sometimes we get it. Sometimes we don't, but when we get, I'm happy. Other people around me think I need professional help for that because it's just, you're stuck at home. So that means I have to really, the only thing I have is my computer and my TiVo. So, I love the snow, but since we have a limited time tonight, I'm going to bring on my little co-host and host, and let me start with David. Hey, David.
Okay.
Hello, Santoya. David.
Hi, David.
How you doing? Thank you for your kind words on Facebook. I appreciate them.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I always love when you say hello. Share what's going on.
Do you have a favorite storyline on when you're on Guy and Mike? What's your favorite storyline?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
What was your favorite storyline on Guy and Mike?
Storyline? I mean,
yes.
My story extended for so long. I mean, obviously Brent Marion's storyline, that was crazy. But it was very challenging, and it was, I worked with such great people. Frank Beatty,
yeah.
Rick Hurst, Justin Dees. I swear I was the luckiest actress on that show because I was just surrounded by just such talented, nice, great people. I love that whole storyline.
Yeah.
It was meaningful. It had depth. It was, it got a little kooky and crazy there at the end, but it was great.
Yeah. What about your time on Mike Live? How was that?
What was it like on it? Is that what your question was? What was it like?
On your time on Mike Live, what was it like? How was it?
What was it like? You know, I mean, it was, you'd go in the morning and you'd do your dry rehearsal, and then you'd be in the makeup room where everybody was just kind of hanging out and depending upon who was there. And then you'd go and you'd cram lines. I do remember when I first got on the show, so when it said that, you might get 50, 60 pages, and I thought, that's impossible. How can you ever remember 50 or 60 pages? And then there were really days, especially in the first 2 weeks. In fact, my 10th day, I remember getting, I had 53 pages. And so that's when you just start to cram and you rehearse as much as you can with whoever's around that's willing to rehearse with you, and then you go out on set and you do your thing, and then you go on, you move on to the next scene. But it was a family, you know, it was a really nice group of people. I was very close to Rick Hurst, especially on set. Like, it's funny, we didn't see each other off set very much because, you know, he is married and had kids and he was outside the city.
Yeah.
But on set, we were really, really tight and good friends. So I hung out with him a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you on Baywatch. You were great on Baywatch.
Ah, thank you.
Thanks for asking my question. Thanks. Nice talk to you.
Oh. Okay, David, I will bring on Bobby. Okay,
hello?
My switchboard. Now my switchboard just blows up. Hold on. Yeah, don't you love computers, people? One minute is really nice to you, and the next, you know, it decides to, you know, freeze on you. So let's see. Okay, what is, okay, call it breathe. So, let's see, okay. Okay, hold on. Okay, let's see. Bobby, you on there?
Hello, guys. Hello, Sonia.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. At least, well, we got a little bit of snow, but we're getting a lot of cold and wind than
yeah.
snow.
Yeah. Where are you
but,
at?
Oh, I'm in North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina, because we got just barely a trace on Sunday, so we were lucky.
Yeah.
But I do want to just ask you, What did you work on Guiding Light at the time that Vincent, I can't pronounce his last name, but I know he's Deimos on Days of Our Lives, and Julie Evans, who was Beth at the time, but now is Adrian on Days of Our Lives. Do you get a chance to work with those two stars?
I didn't work with them, no. We did not cross over, unfortunately. I know who
right.
they are, but we didn't
right.
have any... Thanks.
Yeah, I know you was on there before Laura Wright left Loving to join the show, so obviously you two never had got a chance to work together.
Well, you know what? We really didn't. She came on just as I was leaving, and so she's great. I really liked her, and I loved her work.
Right.
I wish we had a chance to work together some more, because I think that could
right.
have been fun.
But
yeah.
But you did work with a great actress by the name of Kim Zimmer, and I wanted to say she's probably one of the best daytime actresses around. I mean she and Susan Lucci and Erica, the one that was not Susan Lucci, but the one that was Vicky on One Life to Live, with the three best daytime actresses on television back in the day.
Oh, they for sure, without a doubt,
yeah.
And all such professionals. Too, because
mm-hmm.
You know I worked with Vicky on One Life to Live as well. What a classy woman she was.
Mhm. Right. And I don't know if you and you was on One Life to Live when Kim was on there at the time when she was on there the first time around, or did you just cross paths with one guy in life?
I'm so sorry. I'm just
did
going
you,
into a place where it was really loud.
I'm sorry. Did
can
you
hear me
Tim
okay?
Zimmer on One Life to Live or just on Guiding Light at the time? Hello?
Yeah, hi. Sorry, I think I just lost you there for a second, too.
Did you work with Kim Zimmer on One Life to Live as well as Guiding Light or just on Guiding Light?
Just on Guiding Light. She was coming back just as I was on. And she was
right.
so wonderful.
Because you left Guiding Light at about the same time that Rebecca Bunning is not on. That was that's now Hayley on General Hospital, was just about to join the show as Michelle.
I did work with Rebecca. We weren't in very many storylines together, but I did.
Right.
Well, she was on the show when I was on.
Right. Because I know that Carly said it would probably be impossible to get you on General Hospital, because that would have been probably a good reunion between you, Laura, and Emmy Ryan, the former Lizzie, because I know you worked with Hayden Panettiere or when she was Lizzie, or that was right after you left.
That was after I left too.
Okay, I just hope that one day, like Carly said, you can just get a good soap job or whatever. And I know with the upcoming Baywatch movie, I'm probably just going to say that if it weren't for The Rock, this movie probably would have been a disaster. But I'm going to just say one thing right now with this upcoming Baywatch movie. Please don't ruin it. Never do remakes and ruin the classics. Because this movie and the Chips movie look like it's horrible and just only good for laughs. I mean, just keep the classics. Don't make them into movies and make them suck.
I agree. I agree.
I mean, if it weren't for The Rock being in the Baywatch movie, I probably would not have seen this movie. But that's all that matters. But I will let you go, and you have a great night.
Well, thanks so much.
And Carly, I'll stick around for the rest of the show because I think I still have a little bit of time left.
Perfect. I'm gonna bring on Maggie really quick. Yeah.
Okay. No. Hello?
You've got
okay,
a whole system
you?
Going there, don't you?
Well, yeah. It's like, it jammed up on me again. It's probably because the feed I get, you know, the number I get is, you know, New York. And whenever the East Coast is having problems, it does this to me. Okay, Maggie, you're here.
Okay. I love what's in your refrigerator. That's the mother. You stacked up on all the necessities.
Yes. Thanks.
And may I have a slice of watermelon?
You know what? I ate the old. Can't keep watermelon in my house. It's gone like the second I get it.
Oh, darn.
I know. Sorry. I think there's still some like apples and grapefruit left, but the watermelon blackberry's gone.
Good job. You teach them right to eat the right food.
I know, right? Hey, at least exactly.
Yeah, because I was listening to the different things. I go, I would love a slice of watermelon. I'm in Chicago.
Yeah.
We're not going to have it for a while.
It's true. Well, it's not exactly in season, but, you know, that's one of the great things in New York, too. They always have those little delis on the corner, and for some reason they just always have really good fruit, even if it's out of season. I don't know where they get it or what they do, but it's always there. So
that's all that matters, as long as it's there.
Yeah, exactly. Freshly stocked.
And I'm glad you're going to be in the Amazon movie, because my son has Amazon. So I can watch it when you come out.
Excellent. Yes, for sure. It should be really interesting. I mean, the history of Playboy, there's so many things about it that I just had no idea. But Hugh Hefner in his big mansion, he has a 12,000 square foot vault of everything he's ever recorded. Because he started in the 50s having somebody follow him. And, like, taking pictures and video, and he used to keep careful records of everything he did and journals. And so he has all of this stuff saved. And the stories and the footage is just incredible. And it's just his whole trajectory. Like, when he was young, he used to be teased a lot. And so he made a cartoon, but he was a great cartoonist. So he drew his cartoon. that basically is who he became. It's Hef. Hef was the name of the cartoon character. He would wear the, you know, like the his classic coats. Yeah, exactly. And and that's just essentially who he aspired to be, was the guy that was cool in the cartoon character.
Oh, I'm going to love it. I get to see it. I really do.
Yeah.
My kind of movie. Yeah, I love all, you know, I guess I'm stuck in the old days, but a lot of the stuff back then, I'm glad he saved, because, like, Debbie Reynolds on that, she lost a lot of it, and I'm glad he kept his.
Yeah.
And we got to see it.
And we'll get to see it. And I, you know, I'm the voice for the women, I suppose, being Gloria Steinem. But that's she's such an iconic character that it's very thrilling to be able to play her.
Well, God, she did it for all of us.
Didn't she? I know, exactly.
Yeah.
So I want to do it justice. But
yeah, you will. Definitely.
No, it was great. It was fun because I did my hair dark, and it was totally transformed. But you know what? We kind of looked alike, actually. When you see the side by side picture, it really worked.
Really? Wow.
Back in the she was in the 70s. Not now, but back when she had long dark hair and this sort of blonde streak in the front, the big glasses. Yeah.
Great. It was a good role to be playing. I'm glad you got that. And what is your role in Lifetime? Do you know the name of it? The Lifetime movie?
It's Good Girls Gone Bad is what it is. But it was a pilot that they're going to bring back in some capacity. So I don't – and where they're still working out the details, whether it's going to be a couple of episodes, whether it's going to be a movie, or they're not quite sure, but – I know that they liked the people that were in the pilot, so I should have a chance to go back and do that.
Great. Because when I wrote it down, I put Going Bad, and I go, wait a minute, there was more to the title than this. Good Girls Gone Bad. That makes more sense.
Right, exactly.
Wow. Those are really interesting, different types of movies and work that you don't really picture you doing, because you're stuck in my head, you know, with Guiding Light.
A Lucy,
up.
Right? Or...
Well,
I did
say
One Life to Live, too, though. I was Psycho Nurse Barbara on One Life to Live.
Ever.
I did that for like a year.
Were you ever? No, wait a minute. She's so sweet on Guiding Light. Why is she doing this?
I know. It's funny. I would meet people on the street, and they'd be like, you're crazy.
Yes.
You're like, I'm not. I'm really not. It's not fantastic. I promise.
I can hear your card. Here's my mail report. I'm okay. It's just the role I was playing. I was crazy.
Exactly.
Put a little bumper sticker on your car.
Wow. Yeah, right. It's not me. It's the other woman in my head.
Oh, like doing a Vicky. Remember all the little people? All
that's
the people
right.
She had in her
that's
head.
True. She did do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, were you there when you weren't there? You were too young when Victor died. Vicky's father.
No.
Were you there with Dorian? No.
I was there with Dorian. On One Life to Live, Dorian was there.
Oh, Robin was great. I love her.
Yeah, she was great.
Because, I thought that Nurse Barbara got in some scenes with Dorian. Well, Dorian was a doctor. Or she kept telling everybody because it was her profession. But she didn't stick to it alone even.
No. I actually had the great privilege of working with Michael Zaslow on One Life to Live when he had ALS. I was actually his nurse, and I wasn't crazy with him. I was only crazy with somebody else, but I played his nurse in that. So that was kind of cool, since I had worked with him on Guiding Light as well.
I don't remember that part with Michael.
Wow.
Did you get to
I didn't work with him that much on Guiding Light because we were in different storylines, but he was on the show when I was on. And then when I went to One Life to Live, they had let him go from Guiding Light, and they brought him over and did the whole ALS storyline. So that was really And actually, I had an acting teacher at the time mm-hmm. who was, like, the best acting teacher I ever had, and she also had ALS. So there was a lot of ALS in my life at that time, but interesting period of time, but a great opportunity to work with them. I was really happy I got that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you grow more with it. And, well, I'm also fairly, art imitates life. These things are happening in life. And that's why I love our soaps, because they kind of bring it out. And like,
they do.
Well, we bought the abortion for Erica, which I don't approve of.
but it's
happening in real life. And we need that. Now it's reality, Mush.
I know, right? The reality that isn't really reality.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I like that line. I'm going to use that. It's perfect. Yeah. No. So what are you guys up to today?
What am I up to today? Well, I also am working in another business right now because I started something called Motisize. So it's motivational exercise. And so it guides people through a whole mindset process while doing exercise. So you get fit and you get motivated and you, like, get very clear and envision a goal that you really want to achieve. So you get, and it changes your brain. Exercise is a really great way to rewire your brain. And so the idea is to really harness that power and rewire it for success. So that's a lot of what I've been working on right now.
Will that be like a video or? I'm just thinking about it.
I do. I have a DVD. It's a download or a DVD. It's called Mindset Reset. And So I've been doing some work with that. So I also do some speaking. So I do live engagements where I'll go, like last week for International Women's Day, I spoke at a Cisco event, a Women of Influence event. I'll do some corporate things and go around and speak. So if I'm in Chicago speaking, I'll have to look out.
Yes, please. I'm right by Midway Airport if you fly in here. I'm like a mile from Midway.
Great.
Yeah, there you go. Because, well, I'm interested in that. But I'm going to really check out your DVD on that.
Yeah.
So help me out.
It's
are hard to do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, and, you know, if you're just starting on exercise, do the modified. And if you're in shape and ready to go for the gusto, do the harder. But really, the mindset piece, I think, is almost as important as the exercise piece, because you can follow the process. It's a whole 7-step process that includes visualization and goal setting and affirmations. So it gives you something really positive to think about and plan and create while you're exercising, so you don't have to sit there and think about how much you don't like exercising.
Like the Pilates, and it's getting hard a lot of times, but and I go, the tension bands, whatever, try to do that. And you're thinking about, am I ever going to get better? This is ridiculous. In your mind.
In your mind.
I think I got to reset it.
Reset that. Because actually, studies show that if you think you can, they did this whole thing with athletes where they had them, like, spike to capacity where they didn't think they could go anymore. And then they had them go back and they had them do it again, but this time say, I can do it, I can go farther, I'm stronger, like all these affirmations. And they went 20% farther.
Wow. I could use 20%.
So it worked.
I could use 10%.
So just change the language, change with the vision. You can do it. I'm sure you can.
Okay. If you say so, I'll try it. Because, you need it. You need to be focused. I mean, when I try to do what I do, I try to focus. So I walk, try to walk, you know, the right foot, left foot, and, like, in my brain telling my body what to do. And sometimes it listens, sometimes it doesn't.
Right, sometimes it's true.
I better listen to you, though.
Check it out.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't use it. Great, Carly. Thank you. Carly, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm just letting you guys talk. You know, yeah, but we love it whenever you come on. And, yeah, when your Playboy Mansion thing comes out, we would love to have you on again. Because, you know, just the Playboy in itself fascinates me for some weird reason. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the house. Oh, maybe it's the,
you
want to
be a bunny?
Yeah, well, yeah, oh, I would love it if I had the right
equipment.
If I had the right body, yeah, I would do it. But, you know.
Come on,
well, I'll send you some pictures and let you know how it goes.
Fantastic.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Yeah, we need evidence and we need to see it. And my friend Paul, my friend Paul really wanted to be here tonight, but he's working, but I promised him I would get you information because he would love to talk to you about Misguided.
Absolutely. So, you can give him my information, and I'd love to chat with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And thank you all for having me back on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, we love having you.
Thank you.
I love it. Yeah, and any time you work on anything, we will be happy to promote it. And everything.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And have a great night. And I hope you don't get any more snow.
I know. I think we might get a little more Saturday. Did you get hit in Chicago?
Yes.
Did you get a
lot? Oh, yes. We got it here. But Indiana got it worse because of the lake effect snow. But my son was driving because he delivers all night. And he said, it was horrible, the roads. And I go, they don't know what to do because that's really the only storm we've had this year.
Right, I know. It's been strange. We had spring in February, and now we're getting winter in March, so go figure.
The pool of things are trying to come out, and then now they're going like, what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Little stunt things, I don't know.
I mean, you guys got the good weather. All I've been getting is rain, and lightning, and wind.
You're supposed to.
You know what? Yeah, I know.
Seattle.
I know. I'm aware of that, but, rain makes me crabby. I mean, even though I've lived here 32 years of my life, but then I lived in Oregon, but Oregon wasn't as raining as Seattle. But Sonia, if you ever go to Seattle, you have to try and go on the Space Needle deck. Even though I've never been up on there because I've lived here for so long. But, every time I want to go, it's like $35 to go up there unless you're going to the restaurant. And, it's free. But, Yeah, that is one, special thing about Seattle. So, yeah, but we,
I will definitely check it out. I'd like to get to Seattle. I haven't been there in a really long time. So, lots of places to come visit now.
The Pipes Lake Market is really good now.
Cool. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys again. And have a great, great night. And I'll be in touch.
You too. And thanks for coming. And, and keep in touch. And we will, do whatever we can and get all your projects for people to know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Have
a great night.
Thank you.
And we hope we can talk to you in a couple of months.
Sounds terrific. Thanks, guys. Good night.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good night.
Have a good night. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, this is a sweetheart.
Yeah, it was awfully nice to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's your wife.
I'm smiling.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and,
And she helped my bulls.
Hmm. Well, all I know is they're up by 3 because I just got a text alert on that game, blatantly 4 over Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just busy just scoring around another Facebook page, so.
I sent you an instant message.
Yeah, I know. And I just sent you back a thank note. But I can't get the channel here, so unless I got league pass, I would be unable to watch the game live in person. I don't have league pass. That's the only thing.
I know.
I do have the MLB online package, so I can watch the Cubs and White Sox. I wanted to show some love for the Southsiders as well, and the other
team. Please, my Southside. Yeah, that was the minor league team.
Yeah. But,
I don't know what's going to happen this year, though.
Well, it was an interesting show. I mean, besides some technical difficulties and everything, we made it through the show okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's because of the, you know, I think because every state by now is having weather-related problems that,
The internet gets a little mucky.
Exactly.
I can't find a good word for mucky, though.
Yeah,
like
and,
said, like Sonya said, I'll agree with her, because in a joking way, it went from being springtime, almost summertime, in December, January, and February, to wintertime all of a sudden.
Wind chills and 9 degrees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 54 in Florida.
Yeah.
Wow, Florida. I loved it down there.
Mm-hmm. PD4.
Now he's got a baby boy. My son. He got married in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Girl, are you there?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm just thinking about the college basketball and O'Neal for 2 days and everything. And, but we will be back on Friday, at 7 p.m. with, Jessica Morris.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Jessica.
Yeah, it will be.
Jessica Morris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard a little, beep on the other end. But unfortunately, like I said, the last, a few days to you and earlier, I'll be unable to make it this Friday night because of a local hockey game around here. Not the Carolina Hurricanes, but a minor league hockey team. But as I said yesterday to you on the phone, Carly, after we went out there, just tell Jessica and Maggie and David, tell Jessica that I said hello because her
That's
longtime
wrong.
Fan Bobby in North Carolina says hi.
I sure will. Sure will.
Okay.
All
right.
And enjoy the game, and I hope they win.
All right. I don't think the hockey team is associated with the Blackhawks or the Hurricanes, but it doesn't matter because at least I'm going to a good hockey game. And with the type of weather we got right now, I'd rather prefer going to a hockey game than watching preseason baseball here in Fayetteville with a couple of high school teams or anything like that.
Right, exactly.
Especially in this kind of weather.
I'm up at a hockey game.
Right. So true.
Oh, and you
unless they ever decide to put the Winter Classic in North Carolina and put the Carolina Hurricanes and Blackhawks in it, or the Stadium Series in North Carolina, and we have this type of weather, then I probably won't have to be that much excited about outdoor hockey involving the Hurricanes or Blackhawks in North Carolina for quite a while.
But I think so. Probably next year, following year. Yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah.
You're due down there to have it, so.
Yes.
I think they should.
Yeah.
Had all of you guys had dinner?
Yeah, I had salmon for dinner. Because I'm trying to just start and salmon and ginger ale, because I'm starting to try to eat more solids, because the last few days I had the stomach flu, and I'll tell you, and I ain't joking, because I was just, it felt like that I was almost going to die Monday night. And number two, and then yesterday morning, I woke up, and it felt like an elephant had sat on my chest, because I had chest pains and a headache. So I was able to take care of both of them. So I'm just good to go. I go back to the doctor's tomorrow. If I can get rid of this cough, which I'm thinking is from the pollen that we've been having lately, then everything will be just fine.
I hope so. It's a prayer when I heard you were sick with that.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, I think...
keep our buddies healthy.
Yes.
Well, I think...
Hello?
The phone keeps going, coming on. So, yeah, you guys, we all, we really have a show on Friday, and then next week we might have other guests, but I will let you guys know.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and I do want to say right quick, and I don't know if Maggie and David heard me about this a couple weeks ago when I announced it, but I am going to see the Days of Our Lives stars in Charlotte next month. I haven't watched Days all week long because I've literally been in my sick bed and almost like I was going to die on Monday and Tuesday. So I've been unable to catch up with GH or Days. I might have to watch GH on demand and might have to go on to the NBC Days website to watch the Days show this weekend. So I might have to play catch up with that over the weekend.
Hopefully you can relax and do it.
Other than that, I'm just doing fine. But I hope you all have a great night. And
you
all take care and talk to you hopefully next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Have a good night,
Perfect.
Charlie.
Okay,
good night, David. Good night,
bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.